Since 1992, the Oregon Festival of American Music has been a feature of summers in Eugene. Each year, the festival chooses a repertoire to explore in a series of concerts and events spanning a two-week period. KLCC's Lauren Purcell Joyner spoke with OFAM's music director Chuck Redd to discuss this year's focus on swing music and what audiences can expect from the festival lineup.
You've been with the festival for a while, is that correct?
I've been participating in the festival for about 12 years as a musician, and it's just a thrill and an honor to be musical director this year at OFAM. It's a unique festival, unlike any festival that I play around the country, and I play a lot of jazz festivals, and this is a wonderful celebration of the American popular song, and this year with a focus on the swing era and swing music.
Can you help us sort of identify swing in the American musical vernacular canon? Can you just sort of talk about its place in sort of American vernacular music?
It's probably safe to say that to swing as a verb is kind of in all of American music. It began with jazz in the 1920s. It's a rhythm that started stirring in New Orleans in possibly even the late 19-teens. And then Louis Armstrong emerged in the 20s and took it to new heights with his compositional improvisations and his larger-than-life spirit in his playing and then later singing. And then the arrangers and band leaders from New York and Chicago and other large cities started forming big bands and orchestrating the kinds of things that Louis Armstrong was playing, and it became a new kind of a new genre or a new direction for jazz, and the big band era emerged from that. People like Duke Ellington were some of the catalysts, later Benny Goodman, Jimmy Lunsford, Count Basie, people like that. And it became the popular music kind of leading out of the Depression of the early 30s. And the big band era lasted roughly from 1935 to 45.
You mentioned some big names, and you're gonna visit a lot of those names in this particular festival, aren't you?
We are. It's very exciting. We're going to play a lot of music by Benny Goodman, a lot of music by Duke Ellington, by Gene Krupa, a lot of songs that were associated with these bands that were sung by people like Doris Day and Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. My vision for this festival is to take this music that was recorded and arranged and composed so many years ago. My feeling is that I'd like to bring it right up to 2019 and play it with a spirit that's going to put a smile on everyone's face and get them snapping their fingers and tapping their feet.
Swing is one of those things that's really fun to listen to, and I assume it's just as fun to play.
That's actually what's so wonderful about it. That's why we do it. And I believe that's why, back to the verb to swing, I believe that's why it swings, because we're having fun and we're pumping our passion and enthusiasm into it. And that act and that enthusiasm and that feeling is timeless.
You were talking about some of the really big name bands that are still touring. And I've always found that one of the cool things is that you basically get this kind of unbroken musical lineage in terms of learning how to play swing and learning how to play big band music from the original band leaders.
Absolutely. That's how swing works. That's how jazz works. It's a series of mentors and apprenticeships. Those apprentices become veterans, and then they teach more people, and you just hand the torch off. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thread that runs through American music. It's timeless and also connected to much of our popular music in the United States, right up to including rhythm and blues and some rock and roll, funk music like James Brown, pop music, and even rhythmically, I might get some pushback from some purists here, but rhythmically even in hip-hop music, because there are beats in there that kind of have a triplet swinging feel underneath. But it's all in there, and I believe that's why people young and old, when they hear a jazz group or a swing group or a big band that's really swinging, that's what people respond to, I believe, because it's in us all, whether you know it or not.
Chuck Redd is the director of the Oregon Festival of American Music. He spoke with KLCC's Lauren Purcell Joyner. OFAM opens Wednesday, July 24th at the Shed in Eugene. It runs through August 9th.